1948.
I'm still trying to get it right here at WADK. It's all right. These buttons are probably from 1948. Welcome to What's Up, Noop Radio program here on a... We are going to go with a Tuesday. Today is a Tuesday. Welcome. 26 degrees here in the city by the sea. Of course, it is still flurrying out there. Yes, it is. A little bit more snow than we were expecting. We're looking at a storm total, according to AccuWeather this morning, 2 to 4 inches, but I think we've surpassed that overnight. High of 32 today. Tonight, clearing, low 21. Tomorrow, sunshine mixing with some clouds. High of 33. Low tomorrow night of 29. And why not? I'll give you one more day. Cloudy, high of 43. On Thursday, low Thursday night of 32. Just to keep you up to date with a story that Bruce Newberry was covering on Talk of the Town, the incident up at Portsmouth High School, Channel 10 has been doing a good job of keeping everybody in the know here. They just got an update from the Portsmouth Police Department, and it's involving that incident at Portsmouth High School this morning. Police said, and again, this is according to Channel 10, police said a man punched a teacher and forced his way into Portsmouth High School earlier this morning. Police said 22-year-old Marcus Schlipp demanded entry into gymnasium and punched a teacher who was holding open a door as she referred him to the main office. This story originally came out. It was that school was on lockdown and that there was an incident involving a man assault on a teacher, so we're getting more details. Police said Schlipp pushed through the entrance and kicked the teacher multiple times. Officers found Schlipp sitting in the main office where he was arrested. Officers, according to Channel 10, found a large knife in his backpack. There is a photo on turn to 10.com. Schlipp was charged with assault on school teachers, school officials, or other school department employees, possession of a knife in a commissioned of a crime, and disturbance of public assemblies. Police said he is a former Portsmouth High School student, but they do not know the reason for attack. 27-year-old teacher, whose name has not been released, it has been reported that it is a female, was taken to a hospital to be treated. Portsmouth police said no students were involved in the disturbance, and according to, I guess I do have to go to some of my own reporting, according to a email that I received from Portsmouth High School just a short while ago, around 10:01 a.m., everything is back to normal at the school. The school reports at approximately 9:05 this morning, an intruder attempted to enter the new gymnasium. Teacher intercepted the intruder and directed him to the main office. Teacher directed the students to call 911, and the students were placed in a lockdown. In this process, the teacher was assaulted. The suspect was apprehended by the police and taken into custody. No students were physically hurt in the incident, the email from the school system said. They went on to say the police and our student resource officers secured the building. The building is safe for all of our students and staff. I think that's very important to get across. The incident is over. It is safe. We, the school department, will be providing ongoing counseling and support for students in the and staff, the email concludes. So that is everything from Portsmouth. Things are supposed to be back to normal. We do not know the condition, unfortunately, of the teacher at this time. But more details will come. Channel 10's all over it. Channel 12's all over it. And I just got an update from the Providence Journal. So they are following the incident closely as well. So Bruce Newberry brought that news to you earlier this morning on Talk of the Town. All right, now let's get back to the program here and all that's happening on What's Up, Noop Radio Edition. I want to remind you, yesterday we had a great chat, running with executive directors, founders, as of late, kind of getting an update on how 2017 was, what's happening in 2018. Yesterday we were joined by Ruth Taylor, who is the executive director of Newport Historical Society. That podcast can be listened to now on whatsupnoop.com or on wadk.com. Before I get to what we are doing today here on the program, I want to let you know that tomorrow we'll be joined by Jody Giddings, who is the founder of Wild Newport. That is the new wildlife rehab organization that was just announced last week that is opening on a farm in Middletown. And I guess the closest one, if an animal needed rehab, was in Narragansett. So that will be opening in Middletown. So we will be joined by her tomorrow, as well as a new candidate for Portsmouth District 72. She just announced yesterday, and she'll be joining us tomorrow. Terry Kortvrind, who is a Portsmouth School Committee chair, has announced her run for Rhode Island House District 72. She'll be facing off against Republican Ken Mendonca, so she'll join us tomorrow to talk about why she is running. Thursday, we'll be joined by Timmy Tui. He'll be our co-host, and then we will have Brad Shear, who is the executive director of Potter League for Animals. And we'll also have some of our local residents calling in from Minnesota from the Super Bowl. So we'll hear from some of the local people here on the island who have made the journey out to Minnesota for Super Bowl 52. And we'll do that on Thursday. And then Friday, I will be out of town, so we will run the best of, if there is such a thing, of a best of What's Up Noop Radio Edition. We'll put something together that's interesting for you on Friday afternoon. Of course, if you miss any show, you can catch our podcast on WADK.com or on whatsupnoop.com shortly after the radio program. And you can listen on 1540 AM, WADK.com, or on TuneIn. So what we are going to do today is we're going to keep the executive director discussions going. And actually, it was Michelle from Newport Film who pointed out that I've been having a lot of executive directors on. And here we are with Newport Film's executive director, Rebecca Bertrand. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Ryan. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
It's going very well. And you just made the journey from way up north, from Vermont. And how are the roads coming from up there?
They were actually not bad, really not bad at all. It only got a little rough once you crossed over the bridges and came into Newport.
And I'm sure all of our listeners would love to know that there is no snow up north, that we're getting it all for all of New England.
That's right. That's right.
So that is happening. Last August, it was announced that after quite a while, that Terry Connors would be stepping down as executive director and you as managing director would be taking over her role. So tell us a little bit about that announcement and how that came to fruition.
Yeah, sure. So I'd been with Newport Film for about 2.5 years and came on as a managing director, largely taking care of some fundraising things and doing event logistics. And when Terry announced that she wanted to step away from working for Newport Film and join our board of directors, which is a really amazing thing for a founding executive director to join the board, so she's still super involved with us, it seemed like a pretty good opportunity for me, and at least the board thought it was a logical choice, so it's been a great adventure since then.
Excellent, and we have you here on the eve of the first event of 2018, and I guess the first event of under your leadership, really. Did you have any last fall?
Yeah, we had a few events last fall, some environmental documentaries through the fall, and then at the end of the year we showed a really interesting architecture documentary called Big Time. We did that at St. John the Evangelist Church, sort of as a membership thank you, end of the year wrap up in December. But yeah, this is our first event of 2018. We're really excited about it. The film's called Love, Cecil.
Cecil. All right. Cecil. We were all discussing this morning on the radio program whether it was Cecil or Cecil. So Bob Angel, it's Love, Cecil, and it's happening tomorrow night. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about that event and how people can get tickets. They're very limited, still available. We'll talk kind of about what's ahead in 2018. Maybe we'll even get something, some news or some exciting teases from Rebecca here on the program today. So we'll do all that and more when we come back here on What's Up Noop Radio Edition.
The following is a summary of the general contest rules for 3G broadcasting. For contests, entry requirements will be announced on air. Winners will be determined in accordance with the criteria set forth in the on-air announcement. 3G broadcasting is not responsible for unusable entries. Station is not responsible for entries not received due to technical difficulties. Station is not responsible for any lost, disconnected, dropped, misdirected, or incomplete telephone calls. Entrants may be disqualified at the sole discretion of the station. Each contest is open to all station listeners who are legal United States citizens 18 years of age or older and who reside in the station listening area. The station shall have the right to change these eligibility requirements based on the individual contest in question. Listeners are eligible to win a contest only once every 30 days. Only one winner per household is permitted in any contest. Participants in the contest must possess valid government-issued photo identification and sign a liability release as a condition of receiving any prize. Winner must meet all eligibility requirements. Prizes will be announced within the specific contest's on-air announcement. Contest prizes are non-transferable. Winners will receive a 1099 IRS tax form if the total of all prizes won for a current year equal more than $600 in value. Prizes are limited solely to those items explicitly set forth herein and shall not include any or all other expenses, incidentals, or taxes that may arise out of the winner's receipt of this prize. Decisions of station management with respect to the contest are final. Odds of winning vary per contest. Payment of all federal, state, and local taxes are the sole responsibility of the winner. Winners will be required to sign an IRS Form W-9 or the equivalent. Failure or refusal to execute the release will result in the winner forfeiting the prize. Photo identification and social security number of the grand prize winner may also be required in order to collect the prize. For internet contests, the station in its sole discretion reserves the right to disqualify any person tampering with the entry process. The station reserves the right in its sole discretion to modify the contest rules and dates at any time for any reason. No purchase is necessary. The contest is void where prohibited. Copies of the written contest rules and a list of all winners are available during regular business hours at the main studio of the radio station. 15 Dr. Marcus Wheatland Boulevard, Newport, Rhode Island, 02840.
And welcome back to What's Up Newport Radio Edition here on a Tuesday. And we're chatting all about Newport Film, the 2018 year. I don't know if we call it a season. I guess it could be a season. Do we call it a season, Rebecca?
Sure.
Or do we just call it a year? But
yeah.
Everything gets underway tomorrow night over at Rosecliff Ballroom. Tell us a little bit about the movie, and I can even play a little bit of the preview if we want here in a couple minutes.
Sure, sure. So Love, Cecil is the latest film by Lisa Immordino Vreeland. She directed a film that we showed two summers back about Peggy Guggenheim. So if you saw that one, it's the same director. She makes these really interesting kind of intimate portrayals of mostly artists. So Cecil Beaton, if you're not familiar with his work, really was a Renaissance man from between the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s. He was a photographer, an author. He wrote something like 38 different books. He was a painter. He's very, very well known, probably most well known for his costume and set design for My Fair Lady. And then he went on to photograph all of his friends. He photographed a ton of celebrities, and maybe people now with the popularity of the Netflix show The Crown know Cecil Beaton because he was a photographer for the royals. So he was really, really well known for these very like intimate portrayals of his friends and celebrities that look, you know, they look totally like a normal person. So his work is amazing, and the film is set with snippets read from his diary by Rupert Everett. So it kind of gives you a really close look at the man, the artist, the rebel, everything.
All right. And what we'll do here is we'll see how this works is we'll play a little portion of the preview for the film and give people a little taste of what it sounds like and some of the things that may be included in it. Then we'll talk about the details and how people can get tickets and what it includes and more. Here we go.
Mr. Beaton, you've been described as an author, a designer, a painter, a photographer. Now, which of these is your main profession?
I wish I knew. I'm afraid that's been my trouble for a very long time.
It's always Beaton's look, Beaton's touch. The fashion work, the portraiture, the film and theatre work.
He captures Hollywood and American elegance like no one.
If he hadn't have done photography, if he'd just done My Fair Lady, that would have been enough for me.
No one has had the ability to wave the wand and scatter the magic over somebody like Cecil Beaton.
It was up to me to find the sort of world that I wanted.
His life was a stage.
What a marvelous thing great physical beauty is. It's nothing less than a living miracle.
Everything about him was style. All those details of a kind of dandy.
I knew he was an old queen.
Am I vain?
Cecil had an aura about him that really drew you in, but he looked totally unlike anybody else.
Beaton was essentially an outsider, striving to get in.
There is scarcely a flattering self-portrait, yet truth begins with oneself.
I think that probably love, or the lack of love, was an enormous part of his life.
There was a self-destructive thing there, in terms of relationships.
Oh yes, I can hate. I can hate unreasonably.
He loves. It's very easy for him to love.
He positively loves you, or he positively hates you.
He was just a sort of mass of contradictions.
None of the things he did really satisfied him. He was on this endless quest for something.
I wish that I were able to dig down deeper.
He gave over his life to expressing beauty, however he could do it.
Once you've started for the end of the rainbow, you can't very well turn back. What if one is a dreamer?
And if you want to watch the entire preview, you can see it now on NewportFilm.com. But it's a very audio-heavy preview, so I appreciate that as somebody here trying to play it on radio. But it is Love, Cecil, and it is playing tomorrow night. It is a Newport Film event, actually in partnership with the Preservation Society of Newport County. And tomorrow night, 6 p.m. over at Rosecliff, and Rebecca Bertrand, the executive director of Newport Film, joins us kind of to chat about it. And, you know, how do you come about selecting this film to be shown tomorrow night? How do you, I guess, and that's a very big question, is how do you go about picking what films will be shown this upcoming year?
Yeah, sure. So our artistic director, Andrea Van Buren, is always looking for films. She goes to all the festivals and also has conversations with some of the filmmakers we've worked with before. So this film, for example, because we showed Lisa's last film and she had a great time when she came here to Newport, even though she came on a rainy night in the summer, unfortunately, a few years back, we had the opportunity to work with her again. So before this film had really been too many places, we were able to have the opportunity to show it. And we love our community partnerships, like working with the Preservation Society of Newport County. They're so good to us. So a film like this, I mean, you just watch the clip. It's the cinematography is amazing. It's all about the photography. And we just thought there'd be no better place for it to be shown than in a ballroom. So we're making a whole event out of it with a pre-film cocktail party that starts at 6 o'clock with some great wines that have been selected by Maria at Newport Wine Cellar and Gourmet. Some food from Blackstone Caterers. And also something really special about this event is we wanted to make the Newport connection to Cecil Beaton. So Cecil photographed a bunch of Newport ladies too,
okay,
including some local residents. And he also did a whole series of Doris Duke. So,
the
Newport Restoration Foundation put together a little mini exhibit for us. We're calling it a little mini pop-up exhibit. So we'll have some of those photographs, some larger scale blow-ups of them on display at the party so people can kind of make that direct connection to Newport.
Excellent. So it gets underway tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And let's not forget my good buddy Julio Jamaro will be providing some live music as well. Julio is great, and you can catch him. I'll give him a shout out every Monday night over at Parasolato from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Or you can catch him tomorrow night at 6 p.m. up at Rosecliff Ballroom. And then the film will get underway at 7 p.m. And something that Newport Film does a great job of is Q&A or conversation with folks before or after the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Lisa will be here tomorrow night and she'll take audience questions and talk a little bit about how this film came to life. And how she came up on the project, which is pretty great.
So there are limited tickets available, and people can visit newportfilm.com for this event, actually for all of your events as they get announced. $35 and includes everything that we just mentioned, pre-film reception, as well as beer and wine provided by Newport Wine Cellar and Gourmet, small bites by Blackstone Caterers, live music by Julio Jamaro, the conversation, the film, and more.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
It is a good little deal. So, but you want to jump on tickets because I'm sure they will go quite quickly.
Yeah, I think they'll probably be gone before the event starts. So we won't have many left at the door.
All right. So that is tomorrow night, and we'll kick off the 2018 year here for Newport Film. I keep wanting to say it's a season, but when I think about it, Newport Film has many seasons. They have the events like this, and then of course, probably the most popular is the outdoor film series that pops up. Just about everywhere around town. How many of those events, I know there's only one event announced, which is tomorrow night, but how many of those events looking down the road are already planned and 100% booked?
If it's 100% booked, you know about it.
Okay.
If it's in the works, we're working on it. We tend to have about one film a month, and that's sort of our overall goal in this kind of off season, to have something to offer to the Newport community throughout the year, so that there's always a little bit of documentary film. But then as we get to summer, we know that we program from the last Thursday in June, which this year is June 21st, and we're going to go all the way through the last Thursday in August.
And every single Thursday, there will be a film somewhere.
Somewhere on Aquidneck Island, yeah.
How tough is it to find new locations that you haven't already done yet?
It's a little difficult because our crowds are getting bigger, which is, that's a good problem to have.
So one of the problems might be not being able to go to a smaller venue that you've outgrown.
Right, right. So we try to pair that really carefully. So if it's, sort of a niche subject of a film, we might show it at a smaller venue because we know maybe as many people might not come. But like our environmental docs that bring in a whole huge mess of people, which is amazing, we need a bigger venue for them.
Excellent. And the schedule will be released on newportfilm.com as it is buttoned up or announced. And you said one film per month here in the off-season, as we call it around here. And then once the season kicks in, it will be every single Thursday for the outdoor movie series and the other series there.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, I guess we could take a step back here. And why don't we especially you as a newer executive director, why don't we go over what the kind of mission is of Newport Film and why Newport Film exists?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So Newport Film was founded in 2010, and our overall goal is to bring documentary films to Newport. And they're always something that we think is a relevant story for Newporters to see, for our Rhode Island audiences, something that you wouldn't be able to see anywhere else. So we always show films that are pre-release. They're in a festival circuit. You can't just go to the movie theater to see them. And we always try to bring in that post-film component where we're getting our audiences a little bit closer to how the film was made. Maybe it's bringing in the film subject. You know, last summer we showed that film House of Z, and we brought in Zach Posen, the
That's
subject
right.
of the film. So, like with last summer, every year our the talent that we're bringing to town is getting more and more incredible and heightened. We brought in last summer Clive Davis, music producer, legendary music producer, who was the subject of a film. We brought in Wendy Whalen, who was a former prima ballerina at the New York City Ballet. So we're always trying to up the ante every year.
So you have a lot on your shoulders going into 2018.
Yeah.
How do you learn from everything that's gone on, live up to those expectations that Terry left or Terry made? Terry's still involved with the organization. And how do you put your own little spin on it?
That's a great question. It's hard. It's really hard. But I think that, you know, there's so much great material that's out here, and filmmakers are making more and more incredible films every year. And so part of my job that I love is I get to look at, okay, if Andrea's found this amazing film, how do we make it happen here? How do we feasibly do this? Where's the best venue to show it? And, you know, we thrive on our partnerships, so who makes sense to partner with? You know, you were mentioning that new organization, the animal refuge group, Wild Newport. I'm writing it down like, oh, Wild Newport. I wonder what they're all about. So it's a lot about just making connections in the community and trying to make things be, you know, a relevant story for people to see.
And I feel like you've done events. Newport Film has done events in just about every venue that's possible here in Newport. But I'm sure there are some that people that you haven't yet.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. There are some out there. And some new venues across Aquidneck Island. We're not just Newport. We're also in Middletown and Portsmouth. And as new, you know, businesses come up, if new big spaces, you know, as you drive around the island, a lot of times people will write to us and say, hey, I know of this field near my house, or, you know, some location in Middletown you might not know about. You know, we love to hear things from people in the community, too, of where they think film should go.
And I'm sure if you get that for locations, you must get that for film as well, suggestions from the audience.
We do. And sometimes they work. You know, we got a call a few years ago about this film called The Champions that was about rescue dogs, and we showed the film, and it was a sellout like months before about
wow.
pit bulls. Yeah, and it was someone just called the office and said, hey, is this film on your radar? It needs to be.
That's great. All right, what we'll do is we will continue chatting with Rebecca Bertrand, Executive Director of Newport Film, when we come back here on What's Up Newport Radio Edition. You can visit their website, grab those tickets if you want, or sign up for updates. We also have to get to memberships and things like that when we come back here, newportfilm.com.
If you suffer from chronic back or neck pain, expert help is now available close to home. The new Comprehensive Spine Center at Newport Hospital offers the most advanced diagnostic and treatment options available, always starting with the least invasive methods to help bring you relief. With integrated physical and occupational therapy services right on site, their specialists effectively address your pain and improve your quality of life. Call 845-1190 or go to goodback.org.
As baby boomers age, there are so many potential issues and real concerns.
What's the best housing solution for our elderly?
Will we have enough money saved for retirement?
How do we maintain optimal health?
What sort of estate planning should we be doing?
How do we choose the best Medicare plan?
AM 1540 WADK wants to help. On the first and third Friday of each month from noon to 1, experts from a variety of fields gather to discuss all these issues and more relative to anyone 55 or over with aging parents on Elder Affairs. Tune in live to hear this expert advice or go to WADK.com for podcasts of the program under the Elder Affairs tab.
Brought to you by Bledham Newport, law offices of Silva, Thomas, Martlin, and Offenberg, Chris Offenberg, Elder Law, Balance at Home, Carol Miller of Reverse Mortgage Funding, and Village House Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
DUI defense, divorce, misdemeanor or felony criminal charges, child custody disputes. If you or someone you know are facing such legal challenges, then put experience on your side and have the Flanagan Law Offices help you defend your rights. Frank Flanagan is a veteran trial attorney and a Navy JAG veteran who's been helping individuals in criminal courts and family courts for over 20 years. Frank Flanagan can help you. The Flanagan Law Offices are located with Joe Houlihan's old firm of Houlihan, Manahan, Morrissey & Kyle at 195 Broadway in Newport, at the building many of you may remember as the former Broadway Post Office. If you're in a legal battle, you need a fighter in your corner. The Flanagan Law Office can fight for you. Call Frank Flanagan at 849-3337 or check out their website at lawyernewportri.com. DUI defense, divorce, misdemeanor or felony criminal charges, child custody disputes. The Flanagan Law Offices can protect your rights.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
And welcome back. What's up, Newport Radio Edition? Let me tell you about our friends at Newport Skating Center, of course. WADK, Mix 99.3, and What's Up, Newp are proud media partners of the Newport Skating Center, who have less than a month left open. They close up at the end of February, so February has 28 days, if I remember correctly. So we have less than a month to get out there and skate Newport Skating Center this season, and today is Tuesday, and according to their website, they will be open tonight from 5 to 9. See that? The snow and conditions, still snowing out there, aren't hampering them today. I guess snow is better than rain for them. But tonight, because it is a Tuesday, there's buy one, get one skating admission when you show your Stop & Shop card, courtesy of Stop & Shop. A reminder, they offer free parking lot just across from their entrance. If we're given Rhode Island directions, it's behind the ATM there, right between the smokehouse and the skating center. You can park right in there. You get validated when you bring your skating ticket back. So free parking and buy one, get one free skating tonight with your Stop & Shop card, courtesy of Stop & Shop. And just looking ahead at their schedule for the week, they are open 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, Thursday, and then they're open 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday. Of course, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Fridays are for adults only. And then diving into the weekend, 10 to 9 on Saturday is their hours, and it is Ripter Rider Day. And if you are a Ripter Rider, you can show your pass. I'm sure that's how that works, and you will be able to skate. Full details, schedule, rates, discounts, special offers, special events, NewportSkatingCenter.com, and you can check out everything you need to there. So get down there and skate, because time is running out. Only a month or so, not even a month left to make your way down to Newport Skating Center. And it's not the last season for it. I've heard lots of people think it is. They will be moving kind of next door in that lot that you're parking in for free next season when they start building the grand hotel, restaurant, and everything else down there. So just little details there. Rebecca Bertrand, Executive Director of Newport Film, joins me today. Have we considered putting a film on ice yet?
I don't think our screen company would like that very much.
I figured I'd ask. There's no reason to do anything outside during the winter, I guess.
Not really. No.
That's going to be a tough one. But there is an event tomorrow night, Love Cecil. And it's, or you could say Cecil. I said Cecil earlier. Love Cecil. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Rosecliff. Tickets are $35, and you get a whole heck of a lot. You get an entire night out for it, and it's a pre-film reception in the salon with a pop-up. Newport Restoration Foundation bringing a photo exhibit to the event. Look at that. Great partnership. You have the Preservation Society of Newport County, Newport Restoration Foundation, Newport Film, and then you have beer and wine provided by Newport Wine Cellar and Gourmet, which is right around the corner from Rosecliff. Small Bites by Blackstone Caterers, which is local. Live music by Julio Amaro, who is right from this area. And then you have the film starting at 7 p.m., followed by conversation with the director. So nice little night out tomorrow, and on for a Wednesday night. It's a good night out.
pretty good. Yeah.
It's worth leaving the house and going treacherous through the snow and conditions that we have out there.
Yep.
So we've kind of talked about the 2018 season. So is there the same number of events that Newport Film tries to do every year? How do you try to add? Is it just, you mentioned that everything's getting bigger every year. So is it trying to grow on that number of events, or do you look at adding more stuff every year?
It's a little more about kind of growing in quality,
okay.
I'd say. It's not that we have more events every year, and we never really know. And that's one of the reasons we don't have a schedule that's, you know, up. I can't tell you exactly what we're showing in the middle of April, for example, because we're so dependent on the film industry and the way that things change. And when something comes up, we want to be able to have the flexibility to show it. So because we can show a film really anywhere, you know, we used to say we could show a film on any property anywhere. All we needed was power, but then we bought a generator, so we don't even need that. You know, we can be that kind of lean and nimble to be able to show things all the time. So it's not that we don't want to tell people what we're going to be up to all year. It's just that we don't actually always know. So we're always trying to, you know, just make little improvements and expand different components of our program. Last fall, we did a great expansion to our education program, which is a great collaboration with all the area public and private schools. We brought about 1,300 kids through middle and high school to see an environmental doc that we showed to the public in the summer, Chasing Coral.
Okay.
So, yeah, we tried to do that partnership. It's a great partnership with 11th Hour Racing, supported by them every fall for the school kids. So it's not just adults who get to enjoy our program. We try to give a little back to the kids, too.
Excellent. And I was going to say, it's movie festival season now or just wrapped up?
Yeah. Yep. The Sundance Film Festival wrapped up last weekend.
Is that like the big one where the majority of movie decisions will be based on?
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest in the industry for sure. A lot of documentaries premiere at Sundance. Sort of, you know, for the filmmaker, that's the best thing that could happen for their career to have that huge premiere. And then from there, a lot of films get sold. And so that's part of that waiting game. That's
a lot of them end up on
now.
Netflix now.
A lot end up on Netflix. A lot go immediately out to a video on demand thing like a Netflix or an iTunes. So we try to get ahead of that. And so if something's coming out on Netflix on March 9th, you know, we want to show it before then. So we get it to the Newport audience first.
You know, speaking to Andrea, would Andrea agree with this, that some years are better than others for quality of films coming out?
Oh, sure. Yeah, and just kind of different types of films that come out. You know, last year there were a ton of environmental docs that premiered at Sundance and in the months around it. And so almost every film we showed at the beginning of last year was environmental. This year, the festival had a lot of really interesting art documentaries and really interesting kind of political pieces.
I was going to say, how do you stay away from the political, or do you not, and do you actually dive into the political a little bit? That must be a fine line of trying to be a lot of times the movies could be family friendly and everybody can come
right to
them. So how do you kind of stay away from that, where the majority of documentaries, if you go on Netflix these days, are political?
Yeah, it's difficult. And you know, there's something to be said for just looking for films that take both sides. And for instance, a film Trophy that we showed last fall was a really touchy subject matter about poaching and hunting and, you know, gun owners' rights. And it's a really tricky kind of thing. But we look for a film that's balanced and that does try to show both sides.
And I'm looking forward to the outdoor series. And I've tried to get it out of you any way possible, anything I can. So I truly believe that you don't know anything that's going to happen this year. But it'll be interesting.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. The executive director of Newport Film has no idea what's going to happen in 2018. You heard it here first on WADK.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. Just none of it's completely buttoned up yet. So I understand why Newport Film, and you try to find out, you know, as you mentioned, I've talked to Kathy at Jane Pickens Theater so many times, and you know, it's kind of watching the stock market a little bit to see where films are going and if they're going up, if they're going down, when they're going to be available, where they're going to show up, and then trying to show them right before or after they show up somewhere else.
Right.
So it's really interesting. One of the best ways to keep people to keep in touch with Newport Film is memberships, and I know that's very important.
Yeah, it's super important to us. You know, we rely so much on support from donors and from people in the community. And our memberships are a great way to stay involved. We do special events that are just for members. So there may be a film that we're bringing to the area, and it's just going to be for that membership base, which is a great thing that we get to do. We usually do that towards the end of the year, like November, December. But it also gives you discounts on films, gives you access to our film library, which is something people might not know about. We have a library in our office of every past film we've shown.
Is it like a Blockbuster?
Yeah, yeah, just like a Blockbuster. We wear the shirts and everything.
Okay. You go through and
yep.
you hope nobody else has it out.
Yeah, it's a pretty small library, but it's pretty great because a lot of times the films that we show, sometimes they go to Netflix, but other times they might not be as easy to see after we've shown them. So oftentimes we'll have to get a copy of the DVD directly from the filmmaker themselves. And then we have that in the library that people can take out. You know, if you know a snowstorm's coming or school vacation and you want to show some environmental docs to your kids, it's a great way to kind of keep engaged with Newport Film, you know, throughout the year.
Excellent. People can find out more information right on newportfilm.com. They can also, I just noticed on the top of the website, you can enter your email for announcements, and you'll get emails of when events are coming. And, of course, the membership one is good because I remember that, man, maybe it's tough. I watch a lot of stuff go by my screen every day. At least once or twice a year, you have a secret film and where you show up and nobody knows what the film's going to be.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool concept. It's something that Terry came up with a couple years ago, sort of with this thought of, you know, could we be like the folk festival? Would people buy tickets for something and not know what they're buying tickets for? And it turns out, yeah, it works out pretty nicely and people get pretty excited. This past winter when we did it, there was a great woman in the community who was like, I'm going to figure out what this film is. So she kept sending me her guesses.
Wow.
What the film? She guessed it.
Look at that.
Yeah. We have a diehard base of members.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. And, man, I don't know if I would have been able to guess unless you were probably wouldn't have been able to guess. So it's got to be somebody that's watching what movies are coming out pretty regularly to see what you're doing. So you mentioned a lot of them come out of Sundance. Any other festivals that are popular that people should keep an eye on?
Yeah, Doc NYC, South by Southwest. They always have really great documentary programs. Some of our sailing documentaries come from, like, smaller festivals around the country and all over the place. There's just some great smaller regional festivals that we kind of are in, like, the same boat with, like in Camden, Maine, or the Hamptons, or Martha's Vineyard, kind of all in the same sort of smaller regional festival.
All right. Excellent. It is Newport Film and newportfilm.com. Maybe what we'll do is we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll just go over the details again for tomorrow and make sure we didn't miss anything here with Newport Film, because I know once we get in the season, we're not going to see you again because you're going to be so busy. So we need to get you in and need to get all the information today. So we'll do that with Rebecca Bertrand from Newport Film when we come back.
Not sure what to do with that pile of unwanted clothes? Wearable or not, don't let them go to waste and keep them out of the landfill. Recycle them through Planet Aid at their donation center, conveniently located at 1 Mile Corner, 533 Broadway, Newport. Just stop by and drop your unwanted clothes, shoes, purses, and textiles in the chute. Please bag and tie items, and please do not leave anything outside. All donations fund development projects helping people locally and globally improve their lives. To find out more, go to planetaid.org.
Thinking about a kitchen remodel? Hate the drab colors, old cabinets, Formica countertops? You know what I mean. My husband and I wanted to move closer to the radio stations, so we purchased a place on the island. The kitchen was what they call builder grade. No frills, no extras, but the space was relatively small, and I couldn't see how in the world we'd be able to change the layout to make the space work better, as well as upgrade the finishes. That was until I visited the design center at Humphreys Building Supply in Tiverton. We worked with the two on-site professionals, Dennis and Janine, and before long, we were finishing each other's sentences. Okay, kidding about that, but Dennis came to the house and began to make design miracles out of the little box that was our kitchen. The space is unbelievably different. He found a way to add a gorgeous wine bar, more storage space, and a peninsula with enough space to prep and eat. The finishes are beautiful. The colors are perfect. We love our new kitchen. Thanks to the team at Humphreys Design Center. Go to buildwiththeh.com to make your remodeling dream a reality.
Humphreys, the home behind.
For those who heat their home or business with oil and who want the best price, guaranteed, it's New England Energy Corporation, owned by Travers Plumbing and Heating, serving all of Aquidneck Island. New England Energy Corporation applies the highest standards in quality service. They specialize in boiler replacements, oil tank replacements, burner cleaning, new heating systems, and 24/7 emergency service. locally owned and operated by Gary Travers. Call today for their burner boiler specials. New England Energy Corporation, great service, lowest priced oil, and no minimums on oil deliveries. Call today, 683-0370. That's 683-0370. New England Energy Corporation, owned by Travers Plumbing and Heating.
You count on your car to get you where you're going. Shouldn't you have an auto insurance policy you can count on too? The professionals at Dwyer Insurance can help. They know that buying auto insurance can be a hassle and want to help clear the confusion and save you money. Talk to them today about a good student discount. Visit Dwyer, in business locally since 1962, at one of their convenient locations on Bellevue Avenue in Newport or on Narragansett Avenue in Jamestown. Go to dfdwyer.com for free quotes and more information. With a no surprises motto, Dwyer Insurance will always do what's best for their clients. Dwyer Insurance.
When you need plumbing help, and you need it now, call Travers Plumbing and Heating, 849-1505. Call Travers for all your needs, including drain cleaning, frozen pipe repairs, or any unpleasant surprises. Their staff will do whatever's needed so your family is never left in the cold. Travers Plumbing and Heating specializes in new construction, remodeling, heating installations, water heaters, septic pumps, and oil and gas burner service. There's no better protection to have than knowing the right people to call when you need them. Travers Plumbing and Heating, 849-1505. Convenient weekday appointments are available from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's 849-1505. Travers Plumbing and Heating.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tony Tantillo, your fresh grocer. Today's tip of the day is going to be with broccoli crowns. Now, broccoli crowns are becoming the most popular way to buy broccoli because the stem is cut off. You just have the crown of the broccoli, which makes it 100% usable. Although, you could use the stems in broccoli slaw, but that's a different tip. When you buy your broccoli crowns, you want to make sure they're nice and green. Little purple tinge is okay, but make sure they're free from any yellowing whatsoever. When you bring them home, store them in the refrigerator and open up that plastic bag so they can breathe, because they are loaded with nutritional value. Like this, 240% of the vitamins you need for the day, and other vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and phytochemicals. They have everything that our body needs. Broccoli Crowns, great prices, great for you. So if you want to get some great recipes on Broccoli Crowns, all you got to do is go to TonyTantillo.com. And I'm Tony Tantillo, your fresh grocer, and always remember to eat fresh and stay healthy.
Final segment here on a Tuesday, 149, 27 degrees here in the city by the sea, and we've been chatting all about Newport Film on the eve of the first event of 2018, and Love, Cecil, tomorrow night at Rosecliff, and Rebecca Bertrand, executive director of Newport Film, was kind enough to join us all the way from Vermont today to talk to us about just coming back from Vermont, and she was rushing down here to make sure she joined us on time. But the season gets kicked off, the year gets kicked off tomorrow, and we've talked a little bit about each part of what happens with Newport Film every year, but there are four programs every year: Outdoors, Green Screen, Youth, and Focus. Obviously, I think, in my opinion, the Outdoors is the most popular because it happens every Thursday in the summer when the most people are here. But talk to us about some of the other ones, or
yeah,
all of
sure.
them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so in the sort of off-season, which, you know, the winter, spring, fall months, we obviously have to go indoors, and that's when we show films that we call Focus, which is anything from, you know, sort of something you were talking about, more a film that might have a more political angle to it, or maybe it's about, like, Tomorrow Night is a Focus film about an artist. So it kind of encompasses everything. Green screen or environmental documentaries, which we're pretty well known for in the community, I'd say. And that always varies. I know we'll have some great environmental docs. A few premiered at Sundance, and a few were sort of in the talks with filmmakers about. So there's going to be some really great things coming out with that. And then our youth program, it has a couple of different components to it. One is that educational arm I talked about where we bring the kids to theaters. But we also work a lot with the Pell School, bringing films to their school in the nighttime. And we show films for kids and families, and they come back after school to the school at night in their PJs, and they get ready for, you know, a little movie night with popcorn. And it's a really great program.
Excellent. So those are kind of the four different programs, and I'm sure we might see some of those, especially the environmental ones, as, let's see, 2015 was the last Volvo Ocean Race. So I'm sure we might see a film or two around Newport Films as well as Volvo Ocean Race Newport stopover in May.
Yeah, you definitely will. We're going to be in the education zone. We're curating a selection of short films about ocean health sustainability. So probably a collection of films, you know, about plastics in the ocean and that kind of thing. And they'll be running on a loop throughout different days when the education zone is open. So you can pop in and see a few minutes or the whole set.
Excellent. And we will be, speaking of Volvo Ocean Race Newport, we will be joined by Brad Reed, who's the executive director of SAIL Newport. Next week, we'll be joined in the start of February. We're less than 100 days, 99 days. I saw on his Facebook page today, he wrote 99 days in the snow and posted it, kind of how we did 100 days last year. Not last year, last time it was around in 2015. So it's right around the corner. Brad will be joining us each month as we get closer to it, and we'll be making some of our own announcements as we get closer to it, some of the things we'll be doing there as W80K. So looking forward to it, and just another partnership. And partnerships are so important to what Newport Film does.
Yeah, they're crucial to what we do. I mean, because we don't have a venue, and so we rely on the partnerships that we have with different theaters in town, with the Jane Pickens Theater or with Salve through the Casino Theater. You know, we would be nowhere without our community partners.
And there may be some organizations or some venues out there that are hearing this today and saying, oh, duh, why haven't I reached out yet? So if people are interested in sponsorship or venues or have ideas, they should reach out to Newport Film?
Yeah, absolutely. There's an area on our website that says get in touch, get involved, and you can fill out a little form request there, and it'll come to all of us in the office, and we'll get back to you really quickly. We love to have participation from the community.
Yes, and if you're lazy and don't want to participate, don't want to go, but still want to support, you can go to newportfilm.com and just click donate, and they will gladly take your support, I'm sure. So, great event to kick off 2018 tomorrow night. Love, Cecil. Just give us the details on this one again.
Yeah, sure. So it's at Rosecliff tomorrow night in partnership with the Preservation Society. It starts at 6 o'clock. With a pre-film reception, with wines curated by Maria at Newport Wine Cellar and Gourmet, some live music by Julio Amaro, and some small bites by Blackstone Caterers. And then we move into the ballroom for the film at 7 o'clock, which is going to be a really great film about Cecil Beaton and his career and life as an artist. And it will be followed up with a conversation with the film's director, Lisa Immerdino Vreeland, who's going to join us.
And the film is about 99 minutes long, according to NewportFilm.com.
It is. It flies by.
And then a little conversation after. So you'll still be home in time for the nightly news.
Exactly.
So you can purchase tickets. There are only a few left available, so NewportFilm.com. If you want to become a member, you can save 15% on your ticket purchase at a membership today. You can do that all right on the website. What did we forget? Anything today?
I don't think so. Just stay tuned on our website. Sign up for our emails. We've got a really big announcement coming later this week.
Okay.
So, save the date. We'll be going out for a beloved community event.
So I had you on early enough to announce that there's going to be an announcement. So it's kind of like breaking news.
Exactly. Definitely breaking news.
Yes. There will be an announcement this week from Newport Film. You heard it here first on What's Up Newport Radio Edition on W80K. But so a big announcement this week. Obviously, the event is tomorrow. So maybe it will be tomorrow or it could be Thursday. It could be Friday.
That's right. Yeah.
I tried to get something out of you here for event worthy, and we're looking forward to a big 2018 and lots of events. Of course, the Volvo Ocean Race brings a lot of excitement and a lot of events, and let's hope for lots of dry weather for all of your movies on Thursday nights.
A dry Thursday every week. That's what we need.
Yeah. And what's that, about 20 outdoor events or so?
No, it's 11. 11 straight weeks.
Okay. It seems like many more than that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Oh, you got it. And, of course, reach out anytime you have announcements or anything else to share. And I encourage people to visit NewportFilm.com. And it's all about bringing great documentaries, and you can certainly learn a thing or two. And the nice thing about movies is if you don't agree with the opinion, you just have to sit there and listen to it, and maybe they can change your mind. So these are what's a lot different than conversations with friends or good old social media or whatever else. So sit down, watch the movie, maybe you'll learn a thing or two, and certainly you'll learn plenty tomorrow night. So, it is Love, Cecil, and tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Rosecliff. If you run a little late, it's okay because the event starts at 7. Tickets are $35, and you can grab them on NewportFilm.com. Right now, I'd get them before, you know, this. As soon as I put this podcast up and as soon as the show is over, the tickets are just going to fly, Rebecca.
That's so, right, they are.
Yes. And, of course, it's in partnership with the Preservation Society of Newport County and Newport Restoration Foundation. So a little, great little event happening there. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I want to remind people that tomorrow we'll be joined by Jody Giddings, who is the founder of Wild Newport, which sounds like it could be a wide variety of things, but it is a new wildlife rehab company organization that is opened in Middletown. They just announced last Friday, and it's all about rehabbing wild animals, and I guess there was a need for it here on the island. We'll learn a lot about it tomorrow, and I'm sure she'll have announcements for us, but instead of bringing animals to Narragansett, now you'll be able to bring animals. It's not like a vet. It's wild animals. You'll be able to bring them to her farm in Middletown. So she'll join us tomorrow. We'll also be joined by the new candidate for District 72, which is Portsmouth and Middletown. And then on Thursday, we have Timmy Tui. We have the executive director of Potter League. And we have Patriots fans, as well as Eagles fans, unfortunately, calling in on Thursday. And then Friday, I will be off, and we'll run a best of. And that's all coming up this week here on What's Up, Newport Radio Edition. I want to remind you, Clark Howard is up next. Stay tuned for that, and that's going to do it for us today. A reminder, it's 27 degrees. We're looking at clearing, low of 21. Still snowing here in Newport. Tomorrow, sunshine mixing with some clouds, high of 33, low tomorrow night of 29. Talk to you tomorrow.
A few months ago, I told you about a secret restaurant that United Airlines opened in Terminal C at Newark's airport. Only United's most frequent flyers were permitted to dine there, and then only by invitation. Well, now the restaurant's opening the door a bit to a few more of us. With today's Arm World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. The restaurant is called Classified, and it's not an over-the-top airline lounge. It's a bona fide restaurant with a wait staff, pricey wines, and a menu that includes poached butter lobster. Oh, and you'll be presented with a hefty check at the end of your meal. First, you have to be a member of United's Frequent Flyer program. Then you must request an invite by finding a link on United's website. Then if you do score an invitation, you have to find the place. Here's a hint. The entrance is tucked behind a public restaurant called Saison in Terminal C at Newark. I can't tell you the criteria United uses to issue invitations. I applied online and was told, sorry, access is limited to select Mileage Plus members. Now, I got more than 500,000 miles on United, but I suspect I'm not invited because I don't hold any elite status on the airline. Oh, well. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.
Listen online 24/7 at WADK.com. This is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Celebrate the grand opening of Cotty's Furniture and Mattresses' newest showroom in Seabrook, New Hampshire.
Shop now and for a limited time.
Get up to $500 in Nairobi cash or up to 60 months interest-free financing with no money down.
The most comfortable living rooms, beautiful made-in-the-USA Amish bedrooms, dining rooms, and